hear that? Instrument they kept the moonshine in up in Kentucky. And now I used to own one of them, but my preacher before I left said, now try to witness a little for the Lord up there if you can. Well, anyway, since I've become a deacon of a Baptist church, I've thrown away that little brown jug. Some people call it a hoedown called hook and line. Maybe you've danced this one up there in those bean strings and apple cuttings in Kentucky.
Florida Folk Festival for a long time.
I think it's because it's more appropriate. He does it better than I do.
Well, folks, it's good to be up here with you. We always like to get here when Cousin Thelma sends out her call, so we expect to be here quite a few more years. Come, folks, and gather around me. I think it is discerning. To tell you where I come from and where I got my learning. Down in old Virginia, where you're meeting all the great men, I am Pompey Smith, one of the principal statesmen. I am one of the second best, this side the sun. When I gush out my chest, I would weigh a half a ton. I will tell you of the fight that I had with Davy Crockett. He was half coon, half horse, and half skyrocket. I met him one day when I was going gunning. Said I, where are you going? Said he, I'm going cooning. Said I, where's your gun? Said he, I have none. And I wondered how he hunted without one. So we went to the woods, and there we saw a squirrel sitting on a pine knot eating sheep barrels. Baby, baby, brace his feet, and at the squirrel did grin. I just sat aside and sort of laughed at him. Then Davy said, he surely must be dead, for I thought I saw the bark fly around the barman's head. So we went over there, the truth to discover, and there was a pine knot big as Davy's liver. Aye, if it ain't as big as a pumpkin, say, Davy Crockett, do you call this a stumpkin? Said he, a black cat, you better not laugh, or I'll pin both your ears back and bite you in half. So I laid down the powder horn and all my ammunition. Said I, Davy Crockett, I'll spoil your ambition. So we both locked horns, and I thought my breath was gone, for I never fought so hard since the day that I was born. Then looking for our heads, we found them both missing, for he had bit off mine and I had swallowed his.
Horton, we had a teacher in school up in New York State where there are quite a lot of Quakers, and when she felt real good-natured, she'd go in our little study hall and play chords on the piano and sing this song, so we learned it from her.
Once there was a Quaker lover. Oh dear me, courted a praise by Tyrion daughter. Oh dear me, here's a ring worth many a shilling. Oh dear me, take it and wear it if thou art willing. Oh dear me.
What do I care for you and the money? The I kingdom be I can't.
time a bull rabbit went to a Halloween party, and he had to cross over the ferry to get there. And he got on the ferry man took him over. And, he had such a good time bobbing for apples and pulling syrup candy and doing the dances and carrying on singing till he forgot to watch the time. And it come to be midnight, and suddenly the clock struck 12, and he said, "Lord, a master, my mammy's going to skin me alive if I don't get on home." And so he went on back down to the river to cross over, get across the river, and that ferry boat man done put up the ferry and gone home. And he said, "Lord of mercy, I got to get across this here river, and I can't swim." He said, "I got to wake up somebody." And so he commenced to holler, and he said, "Hoo, hoo, 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 anybody around here take me across this here river?" And he hollered, and he hollered, till he wake up old Bull Alligator sleeping down there under the banks of the river. And old Bull Alligator, he come floating up to the top of the water, and he say, "Who that making all that noise up there?" And he say, "It's me, Bull Rabbit." And he say, "What you doing out so late? Don't you know it's past midnight?" He say, "Yes, I know that, but I've been to a Halloween party." He said, "I've been a-bobbing for the apples and a-dancing and singing and carrying on." And old Bull Alligator, he say, "What's that?" He said, "Ain't you never been to no Halloween party?" And he say, "Uh-uh, I ain't never been to one." He said, "Well, you ought to go sometime. Still, no, I got to get on home here because my mammy's going to skin me alive because I've been out so late." So old Bull Alligator, he bobbed back and forth there in the water a little bit, and he said, "Well, I'll tell you what you do. You get on my back, and I'll take you across." Well, now, that surprised Bull Rabbit, because him and Bull Alligator ain't what you call bosom friends or loving companions. They ain't ever swapped no birthday presents, nor no Christmas presents, or nothing. Still, no, he got to get across that river. And he look at that old back and he say, "Well, look at here, Bull Alligator. I thank you most kindly." He say, "But it's awful rough and tough." He say, "Do I get on there?" He say, "I scared I slip off." "Oh," he say, "that's all right. You just fit your foots in the humps and the bumps and I'll take you on across the river." Well, so he hop on. But soon as he hop on, he wish he could hop off. Cause he see that old alligator ain't gonna take him straight across that river. He gonna take him off down there in the tushes and the rushes and do something bad. And he say, "Excuse me, Bull Alligator, but maybe you didn't understand what I say. I say I wants to go cross the river, not up it or down it." And that old alligator, he turned that big old head around there and he opened up that monstrous big old mouth. And oh, Bull Alligator, Bull Rabbit commenced to tremble, cause in that mouth they was more toothed than they is stars twinkling up in the sky. And them little old beady eyes of Bull Alligator, they just shining like two little old red lights. And he said, "Yeah, I heard ya. No, I ain't gonna take you across the river. I know who it was sought the grass on fire and burnt my back and made all them humps and bumps. It was you. And I'm gonna take you off down here in the tushes and the rushes, and I'm gonna goozle out your gizzard." That's when old Bull Rabbit put on he thinking cap. And instead of boo-hooing like old Bull Alligator spec him to, he commenced to laugh and he said, "And old Bull Alligator said, didn't you understand why I say, I'm going to goozle out your gizzard?" "Yeah, I understand what you say. But if you think you're going to goozle out my gizzard, you got another thing coming."
He said, "How that? How that now?"
He said, "Cause before I went to the party, I took out my..." my gizzard. As a matter of fact, I ain't got one gizzard. I got two gizzards. And I took them out, and I put them in a hollow tree right over yonder on the other side of this here river. That's all that old bumbly fumbly boy alligator wanted to hear. He whirled around in the water, and he headed for the shore. And soon as he got near enough, Boy Rabbit gave a monstrous leap, and he hit that good dry ground, and he lippity-clippity went on off home. And alas, I know, old Boy Alligator was a floundering round there looking for a hollow tree and two rabbit gizzards. What ain't there? Professional singer Sonia Maltin from Shady, New York. That's way up yonder. Now, Sonia was born in Paris, and she lived a great deal of her life in France. And a fine folk singer collector persuaded Sonia to sing professionally. She's here in her traditional French costume with her beautiful lute and her treasure trove of French songs. I give you Sonia Maltin.
When I was a child and I lived in Brittany with my grandmother, I was always wondering. This one has only six, but I'm very glad of it. I have enough trouble with six strings. The people of Brittany are of two different kinds. They are the people of the sea and the people of the land. And they don't mix too well. The farmers don't want their boys to become seamen, and the fishermen don't want their boys to go into the farm. So they were pretty keep apart. And their songs also reflect their way of life. The land people are usually very practical, and their songs are concerned more with life and practical things, like money. The sea people are more mystical, and their songs reflect more the fear of death and that sort of thing. So I'll sing you a song from the land first, which is very typical, and it's about a young man wanted to get married, and he found himself a wife, except that he thought she was wealthy. And one day he goes to court her at her farm, and he realizes that she had only had one old cow, and she was very skinny, and besides, she belonged to the neighbor. And when he got into the house, he only saw one gray dress hanging to a nail, and it was full of holes. So he says, "Get married, young man, but by all means, get your information straight first." J'avais pris une maîtresse de bonne maison gay. J'allais commander la messe pour nous épouser. Tarik, tarik, l'on l'a, je lui croyais du bien. Oh, tarik, tarik, l'on l'a, mais elle n'avait rien. J'allais la voir un dimanche pour faire ma cour gay. N'ai vu qu'une vache blanche au ventre flanqué. Tarik, tarik, l'on l'a, la bête ne vaut rien. Oh, tarik, tarik, l'on l'a, mais elle est au voisin. N'ai vu qu'une robe grise accrochée au mur gay, toute pleine de reprises aux jupons troués. Tarik, tarik, l'on l'a, mariez-vous, messieurs, oh, tarik, tarik, l'on l'a, et renseignez-vous mieux. sea shanty. It's a ballad. It's a whaling song. They used to sing it during whaling times. This young man is looking for his sweetheart. And in order to find her, he went to the seven seas. And he went to the North Sea and to the South Seas. And he only found her when he drowned. She was waiting for him in the bottom of the sea. So he lay down beside her. Joli baleinier, pique la baleine, je veux naviguer. Aux quatre mers, j'ai navigué. Oula, oula, la la. Pique la baleine. Joli baleinier, pique la baleine, je veux naviguer. Oh mer du sud, oh mer du nord, oh mes bruits. Oula, oula, la la. Pique la baleine, joli baleinier, pique la baleine, je veux naviguer.
Each evening. Isn't she lovely? Aren't we fortunate to have her here? No. They're ready. The boys. Yeah.
PM, May the 2nd, 1969.
Stone, and he's just the finest look. And I hope you're not sissies, because whatever comes or goes, why, we're going to have just the best show we've ever had in the world. And you don't know how pretty you look up there. And we've got some good old boys here, ready to go with the picking and singing, the Bluegrass Rebels and Cross Family from Brunswick, Georgia. Curtis is their leader. Give them a great big hand.
I started asking you if I had to take these sacks off, but it seemed it's all right, so we'll leave them on.
It's not raining.
Our first one is called Bugle Call Rag, featuring little Ricky Birch on the banjo. Turn it loose, Rick.
Thank you.
Wax, ladies and gentlemen. This group is from Brunswick, Georgia, Bluegrass Rebels and the Cross family. I'd like to quickly introduce each one of the boys and girls for you. Standing on my left over here is Liz and Deb Cross. They do a lot of our lead singing there from Brunswick. And next over there is Little Ricky on the five-string banjo. That's Ricky Burks from Brunswick, Georgia. And the big man on the bass over there, David Liptrot from Brunswick, Georgia. And the old tall boy there on the flat top now is Curtis Burks Jr. from Brunswick, Georgia. And I'm Curtis Burks Sr. from Brunswick, Georgia. We hope you'll enjoy it. We'll be here all day today and tomorrow. The name of our next one is called Dim Lights and Thick Smoke, an old Platt and Scruggs tune. Let it go, then. Drinking and dancing to the honky-tonk band is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Go on and have your fun, think you played it smart. I'm sorry for you and your honky-tonk heart. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life.
Give it a ring, even morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 17th Annual Florida Folk Festival. I'm Ed Fleming, a kind of hired hand that works around here for Cousin Thelma, and she let me come out today. And it's my distinct honor and pleasure to introduce this young lady without whom this magnificent Florida Folk Festival would never have come to the maturity it has now reached. And I was so thrilled to have this opportunity to introduce her that I read a poem, a real poem, Cousin Thelma. Yeah, and it says, "My love for you will ever flow like water down a potato row." And I give you Cousin Thelma Bolton.
In this life, a seed does not sprout without help from the soil, from the good minerals in the soil, from the water from heaven, and that's the way with the folk festival. One person doesn't do it. Every member of the hard-working staff and all the volunteers contribute tremendously to make the festival whatever it is. And your presence speaks volumes for it, and we thank you. So without any more fol-de-rol here, we'll get on. Isn't that a pretty present? My, they're so pretty. Couldn't have a folk festival without Indian lore. And we have two tremendously fine troops, Order of the Arrow, in the state. Now we'll see Trailcraft Troop number 123, Indian Medicine Lodge, Tommy Costello, their leader, from Winter Haven, Florida. The first citizens of Florida, the Seminoles, Frank Shore and his wife, Lottie, live at Okeechobee. Frank is very active in the Cattlemen's Association, and Lottie is an expert needlewoman, and I'm sure you've already seen her colorful crafts, the beautiful shirts and skirts and dolls that she makes, and she has them here on display and to sell. Two of their lovely daughters are here with them. Frank is going to come up here and show you that he is a real cattleman, and he's going to crack the whip for you. Frank, will you step forward, please? She's beautiful. Let's give her a hand. This is the Reverend Josie Billy. He is an ordained Baptist preacher, an herb doctor, and a fine Christian gentleman. He has a bag of tricks here. You gonna show him? But here he is anyhow, our great Florida cracker, Curly Beacle from Jacksonville. Friends, the Beadnells, Tom and Cousin Het, Cousin Tom, Cousin Het, who've taken part in many festivals and from whom we learn so much. They give us pleasure, but they teach us also.
Good morning. We're due to cold, spring colds, we're not going to sing the Froggy's Wood. We wanted to because we thought everybody could help us take part. Instead, Tom and I will sing the Cambridge Shirk, which is a good old song. I learned it in Kentucky, and then I learned it again up in New York State when I was a child. And he knows it too.
Are you going to the fair? Come along, my big pole, Salmoni. Give my love to a young girl there. Come a kiddo, kiddo, and you are the temple. Come along, my big pole, Salmoni. Make me a Cambridge shirt. Come along, my big Paul Salmoni. I want her to make it without needlework. From a kid love, daddy, you are the temple. Come along, my big Paul Salmoni. I want her to wash it in yon dry well. Come along, my big Paul Salmoni. Whenever a drop of rainwater fell. From a kid love, that you are the temple. Come along, my big Paul Salmoni. I want her to hang it on yon dark thorn. Come along, my big Paul Salmoni. For the sun ain't shone since Adam was born. From a kid love, that you are the temple. Come along, my big Paul Salmoni.
Where do the wings go about there? Come home, big Paul Salmoni. Give my heart to a young man there. From a kid up there to the family. Come home, big Paul Salmoni. I want him to plow me an acre of land. Come home, big Paul Salmoni.
Probably some of you Florida flatlanders know it too. But the tune is almost like the tune of Birmingham Jail. But now don't you get it mixed up, because I had a friend that went to Birmingham Jail and said it was a terrible place, so we don't want to sing about that. And Birmingham Jail goes da 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 na 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 na. I've got a cold. Na 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 na. Now that's the wrong tune, see. We sing. And I want, please, you all join us in the chorus, because it isn't any fun if you don't. We repeat the last line, like we say, down in the valley. Wait, I've got to find the key. down the valley, valleys, the valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. And then if you all would join me and say, hear the wind blow, love, hear the wind blow, you're going to enjoy the song a lot more. And after each stanza, if you'll join us in the refrain, you'll have a lot more fun, and so will we. And pardon me if I seem to play my auto harp left-handed and upside down, because that's what I'm doing.
Down in the valley,
the valley
so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
All right, now help us.
Hear the wind blow,
hear the wind blow,
hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
That's fine. More parts the better.
Riding this, if you
don't love me, love whom you'll be.
Throw
your arms around me, hear my heart ease.
All right, give my
heart ease, love, give my heart ease.
Throw your arms around me, give my heart ease.
Riding this
City, doing traditional old fiddle tunes and straw beating.
Thank you, Miss
Bella. He's playing a gourd fiddle that he made.
Thank you.
from down Mazarik town way, right here in Florida, just below Brooksville. Haven't been with us, and we've missed them. They're doing the traditional Bethesda, and they're under the direction of Barbara Buckton and Jean Blaha. And we are just so very happy to have them here. Please notice their beautiful dresses, their beautiful shirts. You won't see anything like this much outside a museum. We are so proud to have them. Let's give them a great big hand. Robert Dixon has come from Miami to take part in the Florida Folk Festival, and we welcome him. He has two beautiful Appalachian dulcimers. He's a master of the dulcimer guitar and auto harp. He's a singer, and he loves to sing. Let's hear him. Robert Dixon.
Highlands bound, prized boatmen, do not tarry. And I'll give thee a silver pound for all I saw the ferry. Now who be ye would cross Loch Dyne, this dark and stormy water? Oh, I'm the chief of all the Zine, and this Lord Allen's daughter. And fast before her father's thin, 3 days we fled together. For should he find us in this glen, my blood would stain the heather. His horsemen hard behind us ride, should they our steps discover. Oh, who will cheer my bonny bride when they have slain her lover? Out spoke the hardy Highland wight, I'll go, my chief, I'm ready. It is not for your silver bright, but for your winsome lady. And by my word, the bonny bride in danger shall not tarry. Although the waves be raging white, I'll row you over the ferry. By this the storm grew loud apace, the water raged.
Without Frog, I hope we never have to try. Frog is the real McCoy. He's as genuine as molasses and sugar cane and goobers and grits and pig's feet. He's everything good and fine, and he can tell you a lot about Florida. Frog Smith from down Fort Myers way.
Good morning, everybody. I'm glad to be here, but I almost didn't make it. It rained down our way and the road got slick. I'm too much of a frog, so you know he don't want to leave water and come on the dry side of it. I'm elected, looks like. I'm going to tell you a whole lot of things about the cracker. Looks like I'm elected to talk. Now, I'm not a speaker. I'm a talker. And my wife, bless her little bones, says if I don't quit talking so much, she's going to break my bones. Well, she might do it at that. But I would like to tell you the origin of the cracker. Where the cracker got his name. The cracker got his name from two sources, and neither one of them is any credit to the cracker. One of them is from Tobacco Road, where they used to crack the black snake whips over the mules. The other one is from the Longhorn Cattle Kings. They used to round up those old Longhorn cattle in Georgia. They called them, the females of them, they shut up the best looking ones for milk. Might as well shut up the best looking ones because they, none of them give much milk. We called them pinters on that account. They only give about a pint. You had to put them in a break to milk them then. It was just like him and an old maid up to kiss her. But the cracker, he's a rawhide-bound individual. He could live on low wages and next to nothing in Georgia. And he came to Florida and learned to eat swamp cabbage and alligator. Why, if they intermarried and increased the race, why, there was a rawhide-bound individual you just couldn't starve out. And he was at home anywhere he chanced to hang his hat. Now, I don't know exactly what all I've got here, so I'm going to look in and see what I can find out. I'll find some more on the cracker, though. But one thing about it, ever since Adam kissed Eve for the first time, the old cracker's been proud of his family tree just as far back as he could trace it. And you know, folks, often it's not that's further than the law could ever trace some branches of it. Now, speaking about Tobacco Road, those crackers weren't as dumb as they looked. They didn't try to smoke all that tobacco like everybody does today. They sold the most of it to buy grits and hominy. It could kill the hogs in the woods out here. I went a-hunting up here one time in the Gulf Hammock just below here, and a fella shot a squirrel right over a hog, and the hog treed him. Now, that shows who goes for the most meat in this country around here. But the crackers, they grow old. Now, my great-grandfather married right here in this same little town right here, and he grew to 90, and then he got married. They lived together 17 years. So one time down below here at Arcadia, I went to a big church, an all-day dinner down there one day, and it began to rain. We all crowded inside. There was a big crowd around this old man, and he was groaning and grunting like he was dying. Oh, he said, it's so awful to grow old. He looked up at me, he said, ain't it awful to grow old? I said, well, how old are you, mister? And he said, I'm 85. I said, that's nothing. I said, my great-grandfather married at 90. He rolled his eyes up at me like a dying calf. He said, what, fur? Now, speaking about a cracker that can live on anything, down here at Fort Myers some 40 years ago, a cracker dropped his clothes at the car. He left his hat. He left his knife and everything and went into the woods with no clothing or anything whatever, except his glasses, which he had to wear. And he built him a fire, and he lived in the woods without clothes or food other than what he got out of the woods there for a solid year. That's cracker for you, too. He came out of the woods heavier than he was when he went in. And I don't know whether it done very much for his looks or not, but some lady read about it in Texas, and she came over to Florida and married him.
Let's give a great big hand to the J. Smith family from Jacksonville. Jay, Peggy, Gretchen, Dan, and Molly. And we watch them grow up right here at the festival. It's a wonderful thing.
It's always traditional for traditional songs to be handed down from one generation to another. And this song sort of took a backward step because my mother taught it to Gretchen and she taught it to me. And I believe, if I remember correctly, the first time it was sung by this group over here was 10 years ago, the first time any of us were on the program. We've been on, happily, for us anyway, 10 years since. It's a game song, but we'll just sing it. Old Pump is dead and in his grave, in his grave, in his grave. Old Pump is dead and in his grave, hee-hi-ho. There grew an old apple tree over his head. Woman a picking them up, hee hi ho.
Oh, Pommy jumped up and he gave her a thump. Gave her a thump. Gave her a thump. Pommy jumped up and he gave her a thump. Hee-hi-ho. She ran away with a hippity-bop. 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 She ran away with a hippity-bop. Hee-hi-ho.
Song, I do believe. Didn't she do it well? Let's give her another hand. We haven't had the pleasure of having the Beers family at the festival for a time, and let's welcome them with a great big hand. There's no sweeter singer in the land than Evelyn. Certainly, the critics say, and I think we are her very best friendly critics, that she's the sweetest singer of all. Evelyn knows more than 400 traditional songs. We welcome Evelyn, Bob, and the Psaltery.
Can you hear this all right? I'm going to try to take you back to those of you that are over 30 to a time that you'll remember. And those of you that are under 30, probably some of you at least still practice this custom. Have you ever had, when your mother and father were not looking, your brother punched you? And you said, "I'm going to tell." Did you ever do that? Well, you can find a folk song about almost any kind of a thing, and there is a song about that. And the chorus of it goes like this. I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. Now, only you gotta sing it in the right way. You gotta get nasty like your little sister does. And she says,
I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you.
Try it now.
Wings to fly.
That's why I tore it down. I wanted to do some remodeling on my house. Well, I hired a fellow with a bulldozer and everything, and we got all the outside, the sheeting off the barn, and the only thing standing was the skeleton, the superstructure of the barn. We attached a rope to it, and we're going to pull it down with the bulldozer. And we looked up on a beam, and there was a nest of swallows with three young swallows in it. Well, you know what it costs to hire a man with a bulldozer. And there he was, and we waited for 3 days for those swallows to fly out of the nest. And that cost money. But anyway, it's just one of those things that you can't do when there's a nest of swallows or birds in a nest. You got to wait for them. So we did. And it reminded me of a song about three swallows and their mother. These swallows are kind of hippie types because they're anxious to get away from home and go away, fly away somewhere. And their mother is a typical suburban conservative mother. She doesn't think they ought to go. Anyway, it's the kind of a song that everybody can sing, and it goes like this. Once there was a swallow and her birdies three.
Once there was a swallow and her birdies three. Birdies three, all of a letter. Birdies three, all of a letter. And her birdies three.
Now, the reason we sang that for you was so that you could learn how it goes. And you notice there's a little bit of it that's in French. That's because we want you to learn to speak French, kind of instant French. Now, I sing the part of the words that'll give you the cue of how it goes, and it goes like this. Once there was a swallow and her birdies three.
Once there was a swallow and her birdies three. Birdies three, all of a letter. 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 And her birdies three.
You must speak French. You do it very well. They were all so eager to be on their way.
They were all so eager to be on their way. On their way, all of Valletta. On their way, all of Valletta. To be on their way.
Said the anxious mother, you can barely fly.
Said the anxious mother, you can barely fly. Barely fly, oh, Valletta. Barely fly, oh, Valletta. You can barely fly.
Now let's hear all the harmony. Sopranos, countertenors, basses, all that. Whatever you are. But they would not listen, and they flew away.
But they would not listen, and they flew away. Flew away, oh, Valletta. Flew away, oh, Valletta. And they flew away.
To the woods they wandered, singing merrily.
To the
Malkin, the lovely French singer, who has her record. The Society for the Preservation and Promotion of Bluegrass Music from Jacksonville.
Thank you. Our group is rather flexible. This is the West Florida branch of the association here. Herb Shotland on guitar. We're going to start off with one called John Hardy.
Thank you. next one's an old fiddle tune. We don't have any fiddlers with us today, so we're going to do a little twin banjo arrangement. On this one, Mike Johnson here plays the melody, and John Hedgecoe plays the harmony.
To the stage. It's a real distinct pleasure to present young ones on the stage. Three lovely little gospel singers, the Trinity Trio, Darlene, Arlene, and Marlene Overstreet, love to sing for gatherings. And this is their first festival, and I know you're going to listen with both ears and your eyes. Let's give them a hand.
On the bank of the river.